I termed this the other day the very lesser version of Bledsoe versus Brady, Mac Jones versus Bailey Zappi, the new quarterback controversy in Boston. Jim Murray, Sports Hub in Boston, Felger and Maz show. All right, this is like I can't even describe. Like it's a poor man's version of Brady versus Bledsoe, because I don't think we're talking about two giants of future NFL games. But how is this playing out on the radio in Boston?
Confusing, and you're right too. It's definitely an extremely poor man's version of that, because I don't think either of these guys are all that great. But yeah, it's confusing just because of how Bill Belichick handled this specifically on Monday night. You know, it felt like he pulled Mac Jones for performance, and then he gets out there and said, no, this was planned, which makes absolutely no sense. So you're telling me, if Mac Jones threw, what, two touchdowns in the three series he got to play, you're still going to pull him after three series? It makes absolutely no sense. People are confused, ultimately, Adam, because he won't give any vote of confidence to Mac Jones verbally. Right. He just won't do it. Now, it was reported by Field Yates of ESPN yesterday that he is going to be the starter against the Jets, but I think we're all left asking how long. So if he goes out and blows that game and is the culprit behind the loss to the team that Bill Belichick hates the most, you mean to tell me that he's not going to be thinking about Bailey Zappi the following week against Indianapolis? Like, of course he's going to be. So I don't know what's happened. There's some sort of, there's got to be something that's happened with Mac Jones and the coaching staff. You know, we speculate that he hasn't been happy that it's been Matt Patricia and Joe Judge post Josh McDaniels. And we've also heard from Albert Breer of the MMQB that Mac Jones is a why guy. In other words, a guy that asks questions, which probably doesn't bode well for him with Bill Belichick, because Bill believes in a hierarchy and what I say goes.
Right. Now here's the thing that I keep getting back to. And I joked around, you know, we do these things through the lenses of quarterbacks, like who's Blash, Brady or Rodgers, blah, blah, blah. Even though the answer is who knows, because they'll look good one day and look bad the next. But I joked around, but who's more washed, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady? Because it almost seems to me like Bill is playing the Mac Jones was the first round pick, Bailey Zappi is the fourth round pick, therefore Mac Jones has the job, even if he's not playing better than Bailey Zappi, regardless of how good Bailey Zappi is. And that is very unlike Bill Belichick back in the day. It was all merit-based. So is Bill slipping a bit here?
I would think he has to be just because of his age, and I don't want to come off as ageist by saying that, but yeah, I mean, they all the greats slip. They eventually do. And I don't think he's ever really been all that great at finding quarterbacks. He hit a lottery ticket with Brady 20-plus years ago, but all these other guys that are sprinkled around the league, whether it's Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett, these two that he has selected here in the last couple of years, I mean, they're mediocre at best. I mean, what's the ceiling for Mac Jones? Maybe Andy Dalton? That's what I think. I mean, that pisses a lot of people off around here, but I just think use the eye test. Like, what's that kid look like? So, I don't know. I just think he has a blind spot, in the draft in finding certain players at certain positions, and quarterback's one of them. Wide receiver happens to be another one. Yeah. N'Keal Harry, first overall pick in 2019. The guy hasn't been able to find wide receivers in the draft, and I feel the same way about quarterbacks. He hit a lottery ticket with Brady, period.
Does he have that same blind spot about coaches?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. It's a loyalty thing. I think he wants to be surrounded by guys that are beholden to him, and that's why Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are back. I mean, look, I don't got to tell you or your audience, those guys burned their franchises when they were head coaches there in Detroit and New York to the ground. Like, they are persona non grata in those cities, rightfully so. And yet they get another chance here. Like, how does that make any sense? And specifically when it comes to the quarterbacks that those guys dealt with. Matt Patricia basically helped ruin Matt Stafford for a while, and Joe Judge definitely ruined Jones in New York. And now he's thankfully been turned around by a new coach there. So why would you guys, why would anyone, what I don't get is why Bill would want those guys surrounding a young quarterback. It makes no sense.
Jim Murray from Sports Hub in Boston is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Ultimately, this team and Bill will be judged this year by whether or not they make the playoffs in what to me is a very mediocre middle of the NFL. Where do you see this team, and we'll close on this, where do you see this team as we approach the midway point of the season? Are they playoff caliber?
I don't think so. I mean, they'll be right on that bubble, I think. You know, I don't like them this week against the Jets. I figured I went into the season thinking they were going to split. They'd lose there, they'd win here against that team. Nobody saw this loss to Chicago coming, so that's one that's been added that, you know, that is now a detriment to them in terms of their playoff hopes. So I just think, I know it's, I'm with you. I think the league is down. I think the conference is down. There's teams that a lot of us, I think, collectively thought would be in the mix in the playoff hunt that aren't, because, you know, look what's happened with Denver and the quarterback situation yeah. there in Indianapolis. So there's a little more hope for them, but I just don't think that they're a very good team. Unless they turn the ball over defensively, they don't win, and they certainly can't play from behind. And I just, you know, I think that they kind of showed their true colors in a game like Chicago where they can get pushed around, they can't stop the run. So I don't know how you can say, put those things together and say, oh no, they're going to be a playoff team. I think they'll be close to 500, but they'll miss.
The total indignity is that the Patriots enter this game against the Jets with a worse record than New York for the first time in 21 years. 21 years. And the Jets, I don't think the Jets, at 5-2, I don't think they're that good, to be perfectly honest. They can't play offense. They have a good defense, but they cannot play offense.
Yeah.
They just, is if they don't make mistakes, they'll be okay, but I don't know if that means they'll win, because they really cannot move the ball. Jim Murray, Sports Hub in Boston, Felger and Maz. I appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk again down the road.
Thanks, Adam. Take care.